This goes to Dr. Osiello, Ausiello, fax 616-754-1062. Regarding Larry, middle initial E, like Echo Jones, J-O-N-N-R-J-O-N-E-S, Jones. Date of birth, January 27th, 1936. Dear Dr. Osiello, this is a consultation for Mr. Jones for evaluation of worsening kidney function starting in January of this year. Prior to that, he did have some decreased kidney function as far back as September of 2020 with creatinine level of 1.2, estimated GFR of 58. The next creatinine was 11/16 of 22, 1.33, estimated GFR of 52. Then January 6th of 2023, creatinine 2.77 with a GFR 22. And those levels have fluctuated since January, but have not improved in any way. The lowest level we had was August 31st, creatinine 2.82 with a GFR of 20. And the most recent lab was 10/3 of 23. Creatinine was 2.34 with a GFR of 26, so it had improved slightly. The patient has had recent diagnosis of left renal cell, papillary renal cell carcinoma, and then also urothelial, U-R-O-T-H-E-L-I-A-L, carcinoma of his bladder and cancer of the prostate as well. On May 1st of 2023, he had a radical left nephrectomy and also a cystoprostatectomy with a right ileal loop conduit placed. And he's had urine output from that site since that time. That was May 1st of 2023. His hospital course was rather complicated. He was admitted May 1st and discharged May 9th, but he did develop hypoxemia, also sepsis, and required IV antibiotics. And then he was discharged and sent for inpatient rehabilitation. And that was 5/9/23 through 5/22. He's currently at home with his wife, doing better. He has very good urine output from the ileal conduit. His biggest complaint is that he lost at least 40 pounds since the cancer was found. And he did have a kidney biopsy done to confirm the presence of cancer in the left kidney. It did take some time to get the surgeries scheduled, and he was having difficulty emptying his bladder since January of 2023, and that did improve after the ileal conduit was placed. And recently he's developed low blood pressure. That was after hospitalization also. Medication Norvasc was stopped, but then resumed at a very low dose of 2.5 milligram. But in the office today, he still has significantly low blood pressure. And that would most likely be secondary to his profound weight loss, secondary to the cancer. He is trying to eat well and trying to gain his weight back, and his wife reports that he is eating better at this time. He did have significant edema after surgery, required Lasix for a brief period of time to remove the fluid in the lower extremities, and he has minimal edema at this point. No significant shortness of breath or cough, no syncopal episodes or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations. We do have an echocardiogram that was done May 3rd of 2023. That showed an ejection fraction of 60%. He had moderate concentric left ventricular hypertrophy, mild aortic regurgitation, mild mitral and tricuspid regurgitation were noted. He has no other heart history or current problems with his heart. He does complain of fatigue, though, and that's been a chronic problem. recently he was able to use his riding lawnmower to mow the lawn, and he was quite happy. He was getting the strength back in order to do that. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. He does have intermittent bouts of chronic recurrent diarrhea, and he's not quite sure what to use to help treat that, and he's not sure why he's got it. No recent antibiotic use. He does have difficulty hearing also. No unusual rashes, no claudication symptoms. Past surgical or past medical history, a history of hypertension but currently hypotensive, glaucoma, the urothelial cancer of the bladder, also prostate carcinoma, papillary renal cell carcinoma of the left kidney. He's got lung nodules that are being followed by CAT scan, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hypothyroidism is a new diagnosis, chronic laryngitis following being intubated for the left nephrectomy and the ileal conduit surgery, recurrent diarrhea, and difficulty hearing. Past surgical history, he had the left radical nephrectomy and cystoprostatectomy with right ileal loop conduit, May 1st, 2023. He had a left knee surgery in the 1960s, right hernia repair, inguinal hernia repair in the 1980s, he had a cyst that was drained on one of his kidneys, he believes, in 2005. He said at that point there was no malignancy. He's not sure which kidney it was. And he's had an EGD and colonoscopy. Social history, he's never smoked cigarettes. He does not consume alcohol or illicit drugs. He is married and lives with his wife, who is present at this consultation, and he is retired. Family history is positive for coronary artery disease and cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, he's on several glaucoma eye drops, four of them. Also, Synthroid, 50 microgram, one daily. Amlodipine is 2.5 milligram daily. Protonix, 40 milligram daily. Actually, five eye drops for glaucoma. And the Protonix 40 milligram daily was started in the hospital in May, and it's been continued. And for pain, extra strength Tylenol, 500 milligram, two every 6 hours as needed. And he does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam, height is 72 inches, weight 172 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 94 over 60, pulse is 64 and regular. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear, pharynx is clear, neck is supple, there's no carotid bruise and no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. The right lower lobe stoma is beefy red and appears to be functioning very well. No skin breakdown around the stoma. Extremities, he's got a trace of right ankle edema and 1+ edema of the left ankle. Pedal pulse is 2+ bilaterally. Slightly cooled toes. Capillary refill about 3 seconds. And labs, the most recent lab studies we have were from October 3rd, 2023. Creatinine 2.34, a slight improvement. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 9.5. Hemoglobin, slightly low, 11.5. Normal white count and normal platelets. January 12, 2023, hemoglobin is 12, normal white count, normal platelets. Urinalysis, May 2, 2023, 100+ protein, a large amount of blood was noted. And the urine protein to creatinine ratio was mildly elevated at 0.72. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to the recent left radical nephrectomy and some obstructive uropathy prior to his right ileal loop surgery with the cystoprostatectomy. He's got significant hypotension, and at this point, we believe he should stop the Norvasc completely, and he should check blood pressure at home, the goal being 130 over 80, but greater than 100 over 60 blood pressure. Also, we would recommend either tapering or stopping Protonix. That is a relatively new drug that can be known to cause interstitial nephritis, so at least possibly taper that or completely stop it. And he could use Pepcid if needed. But it would be nice if he didn't need any histamine blockers or proton pump inhibitors. We've asked him to do monthly lab studies. He will be doing those in Greenville, and he's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in 3 months. The patient was also examined and evaluated by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.